I show that we came back from executive session at 7:58 p.m. We'll make a note of that. So we're going to go back up to the item F as in Frank on the agenda. So our fiscal officer's report, please.
Did you already identify that we came back at 7:58?
I did.
Okay, I didn't hear you.
Go ahead, Molly. Yep.
We have the October financial report, your bank reconciliation, followed by your check register, and the month-to-date, year-to-date fund reports, end-of-month balancing report, the PLF, on this occasion, and then we have our housekeeping resolutions, followed by the supplemental check information. I also had two other things I wanted to touch base on. Do you want to do this first and then?
Sure, we can go ahead and do the votes on this and then go back to you. Any questions on the financial reports? All right. May I have a motion to approve the October 2023 financial reports as submitted?
So moved.
Mr. Cardinal makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lane seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. I also need a motion to approve the October 2023 bills paid as submitted.
So moved.
Mr. Ramos makes a motion. Just a second.
Second.
Ms. Lane seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Third item here is a motion for the October 2023 bill paid just to Anthem. May I have a someone make the motion? Thank you, Mr. Humphrey. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Let the record show that I abstain. All right.
Thank you. There was a news article on the WCPO website. Not sure if you guys saw it about the Zimmer and all the what it
yes,
could
did.
Mean for us and everything else in the county. I spoke to Jennifer Hartley at the county auditor's office today. She didn't have any real information yet about it, but the article here is expecting the library to have to refund, which Jennifer explained it's not a payment we have to make. It will be a
deduction.
A deduction from our first half of our property tax settlement. And she said it happens quite frequently, actually, if people are, if someone overpays or something, they lower our tax money. So the news article was estimating around $2,000 for the library. She said it shouldn't be more than that. It's $140,000 countywide. So we would be a part of that. But I didn't know if you had seen it or wanted, were aware of it. I wanted you to know that we had seen it. And also, we have engaged Milhoff Stang to prepare our end of the year financial compilation, since that's not, since we didn't have a fiscal officer yet. So I just wanted to let you know we had done that.
Thank you.
Any questions?
Well, back when, when this was first brought up, Maura talked about the fact that, we're going to lose some revenue and that kind of thing from this. And because of our affiliation with Red Tree, we're seeing some nice cash flow that's going to, help.
Yeah.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you, Melanie. All right, next item on the agenda is the director's report.
Okay, I have a couple updates about the Imagination Library. We're up to 7,563 children enrolled, which is 64.5%. Ms. Kasika had asked what the state has paid so far. They were budgeted $8 million. To date, from July 23rd to November 23rd, they've paid $2,139,566. $1,000, and that is 1,945,060 books mailed. So that's at the 50% match. So the other...
Is that the biennial budget they had set aside? So it's, they've got another 18 months to go.
Yes. Oh, and that's $8 million a year, I believe.
Oh, it was $8 million a year?
Yes.
I thought...
That's what she said to me today. So...
Wow, that's
awesome. Yeah. I don't know that that's correct, but that's, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's really powerful to see how many books have been distributed throughout the state, and there's more and more programs coming online across the country. Jumping on down, it's really, we're late into the night, so I will skip past a lot of these things. Unless you have any specific questions. I know one of the things we want to talk about, I wanted to talk about with you, make sure you saw in your packet the graduation letter that we send. Have to use a MailChimp account for that. But a couple of months ago, it was brought up about surveying our community, our county residents, about the library post-COVID. So been looking around for things, and I came across the UC Evaluation Service Center in another partnership we were doing regarding the bandwidth issue and improving Wi-Fi access. They were working with United Way. So I called them and asked them if they did strategic planning surveys. So we had a conversation with the several staff members at the UC Evaluation Services Center and with Teresa and Leslie and myself, and kind of ironed out what we were asking for and what could they provide for us. So they sent back some ideas. We had another conversation, and then they sent this kind of draft scope of work, which is what I shared with you. Then today we got another kind of more complete MOU. So had additional questions to ask regarding this, and I spoke with a gentleman that has 28 years of marketing experience, gave me some other information to ask about. So I'm just wanting to make sure that the board is in support of moving forward with this. It is expensive, but I think that the we get what we pay for, and this is really going to help us kind of know where we are, where people are at with their public library, and it will help usher into the next strategic planning cycle.
When does the decision need to be made on this? I'm thinking about, can we have discussion when we have our next budget committee meeting and bring it up in that meeting as well with the committee, and then bring it to the December meeting, or is there a more aggressive timeline that's needed?
I'd like to wait for the budget committee to talk about it.
Okay.
And
is the board in agreement with that? Is there any concern with taking that approach? Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
And you saw the OPERS, the board, OPERS board has asked for an increase for the employer contribution to go from 14% to 18%, and they did clarify that in a director's meeting that it doesn't necessarily mean they will go up to 18%. It could be like a 0.5% increase. They could also do an employee match, and it's going to take several years. They've just kind of announced that they're exploring this right now, so just wanted to put that on your radar. Is there any other specific questions that you had about the director's report? As far as stats, I'm sure you noticed that our digital circulation continues to go up and up. It's really taken hold since the pandemic.
Any other questions or any questions or comments? No. Okay, thank you. All right, I did want to give an update. It's not on your agenda. I think it was mentioned, I think this is the correct spot for communications update. So if you recall last meeting, we had a request from a patron that we consider renaming the Miami Township branch to the Milford Miami Township branch, and we discussed that renaming policy and what that could entail and the costs that were associated with that. So, you know, outreach was made to Mr. Myers with an explanation of the policy as well as the costs incurred, and we did receive a response back. I'm not going to read the whole letter here, but just summarizing, Mr. Myers really did want to ensure that this was relayed during our meeting, and still, you know, was appreciative that the information, pertinent information, was shared with him, but really wanted to ensure that we understood the request is more of a correction in his eyes to what it was before from a name versus a name change, but actually reverting back to the way it had been named in the past. So just wanted to bring this up to the board and let everyone know we did get a response. I don't know that there's any additional action to take on this, but we do have this as part of the record, and I wanted to share that with
Can I get a copy of it, Jen?
Sure. You got yours. There you go. All right.
I saw that letter. I think it was sent around. And, you know, I don't disagree with anything that you've done or what he's saying. I just like to comment on how civil he was in his response and respectful. Still disagreeing, but...
not being disagreeable.
Acting like I wish more of our society would do these days, and that is agreeing in a civil, reasonable kind of fashion.
Politely agreeing to disagree, absolutely. I can read the letter if you guys want, but I think you all have a copy of it, right. So.
I have it.
I didn't get it because she doesn't do email, but the rest
of it. Oh, okay. Yeah. Right.
All right. Moving on, committee reports. So on November 3rd, the Bylaw and Policy Review Committee met to complete the outstanding policies that we needed to review in order to meet our goal of touching every policy at least once every 2 years. So we went over 5 policies, and those are in the packet. You have the draft revisions here. I'm going to move through them as quickly as possible because I am trying to be sensitive to time here. The first one on the list is the internet use policy. So this was essentially, we removed the hyperlink to the standards of library behavior policy, which had been listed within this policy as a URL. URLs can change, you know, links can become broken, and it was brought up to the committee that if they were viewing this policy, they were already on in the place that they could see the other policy. So it was a little bit redundant to have it listed as a URL. We also went ahead and updated the text of applicable consequences as outlined in the standards of library behavior policy. So just moved some words around a little bit, made it flow a little better. We made the change to be current by not capitalizing internet. That is no longer done in common usage. And basically those were the changes for that policy. So I'm looking for a motion to approve the revisions to the internet use policy as submitted.
So basically you made cosmetic changes to it, but not the intent.
That's absolutely correct. Are you making a motion, Judy?
No, I was just clarifying with you because that's what I thought after I was trying to figure out exactly what it is you did, and to me it's or the group did was to make some cosmetic changes but not the intent of anything nor the effective date. So
that's correct. Do I have a motion to approve the changes, and this would be effective immediately?
So moved.
All right, Ms. Lyons makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Thank you. Next one on the list is the naming and renaming libraries policy. Apologize here. Okay, so there was a little bit more grammatical changes here as well. So that first paragraph, we changed Claremont County Public Library Systems Library Branch to Claremont County Public Libraries naming convention. So just made that a little less wordy. We removed "and" signs from the second paragraph. We clarified, instead of saying actual name, we changed that to branch name. And then we gave additional examples there so that we could show how various examples that are named after an individual or not are listed. We also went ahead and just kind of made the flow of the following paragraphs be a little bit more consequential. So we talk about broad-based community support via petition, and then move the any financial burden paragraph, that sentence, up after a petition. And then the last paragraph noted that the petition must demonstrate acknowledgement of financial responsibility for the change and must also demonstrate that broad-based community support. So really just try to tie those themes together and make it flow a little better, and then provide those additional examples. So this as well would be effective immediately. So looking for a motion to approve this policy with these revisions as submitted.
So moved.
All right, Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Effective date?
Today. Immediately. Yeah. Okay, this passes. Next one on the list is the non-resident borrowers policy. And so this was very minor changes. If you look at that very last bullet, current Claremont County Public Library staff is no longer capitalized, and retirees, no longer capitalized, are exempt. Instead of saying from this charge, we say are exempt. So essentially, its intent is still the same, just grammatical changes. Looking for a motion to approve. Again, this would be effective immediately. Approve.
So moved.
All right. Ms. Kasik makes a motion.
Second.
Do I second? Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion passes. Next one, the patron confidentiality policy. So if you look on this one, we've updated patron to guest in all of our policies across the board. So that third bullet from the bottom, fourth bullet from the top, upon request of or consent of. Patron has been changed to guest, and then to the release of their information. That is the only change. So looking for a motion to approve as submitted.
So moved.
And again, this is effective immediately. Ms. Kasik makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. And then the very last one here is the unattended children policy. Again, very minor changes just to be consistent with our other policies. We've added the in front of Claremont County Public Library in the second paragraph. We have removed the word that because it was unnecessary. And then instead of saying customers, we have again changed that to guests. Those are the only changes. I'm looking for a motion to approve those effective immediately as submitted.
So moved.
Ms. Kasika makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Ramos seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right. Thank you very much for your patience as we walk through all of those.
I appreciate the committee's work to review all these policies.
Thank you. It's very nice to know that we've touched every policy and we're getting everything consistent and
exactly
laying that groundwork, and thank you for that. All right, next item on the agenda. I think I'm skipping down to new business here. Resolution 2023-28, acceptance of gifts to the library donations as listed. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Ms. Kasik makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. Next item is Resolution 2023-29, disposal of unneeded or obsolete library inventory. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Mr. Ramos makes a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Ms. Lyons seconds. May I have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Dawes?
Yes.
Mr. Cardinal?
Yes.
Ms. Kosika?
Yes.
Ms. Lyons?
Yes.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes.
Mr. Ramos?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion passes. All right. Next item that I'd like to turn over to Mr. Cardinal for a brief announcement, please.
Okay. Well, most of you probably know this already, but my term expires at the end of next month, and I've contacted, I'm a commissioner appointee, and I contacted them via letter and phone call last month to tell them that I did not want to be considered for another term. It'll be 21 years, and I think it's time. And
I do not. I would like to recommend.
I do not either.
So it's been a real trip. It really has. We've had some hiccups along the way, but overall, I think we're on good ground here. I really do. And I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've thoroughly enjoyed the pay. The pay has been outstanding. and I just want to say that as you go forward, consider Ms. Das as your president again next year. She's done an outstanding job. And I've enjoyed all of you. And so I really have just another meeting. Well, I got a budget meeting and the final meeting in December. But it's been great. And again, like I said, there's been some hiccups along the way, but in the most part, I think we weathered the storm, and I think we're in a good position. We have new faces on the board, relatively new faces, and our staff and director, and you've done a great job, Melanie, in the situation that you've been in. And I think, you know, we just go forward. And good job, and thank you for, well, putting up with me those years that I was the president. So anyhow, so thank you.
Well, Tony, I appreciate the sentiment. I'm not really accepting it yet. You're still here for budget committee. You're still here for next month. So, you know,
he's not changing
but
his number.
Yeah, we know where to find you, but certainly appreciate the leadership that you've provided to this board and your presence, and you deserve a break after 21 years. I think it's quite a long time. So kudos to you, and you will definitely be missed.
I would like to add thank you, Tony, very much for your leadership, for your guidance. We really appreciated it.
You're welcome.
Your temperament is commendable.
We're going to spread this across two meetings, though. So, you know, this is one. We'll talk some more in December. But, okay. All right. Before we wrap up, just want to tell everyone, please have a safe and happy holiday with your friends and family. Happy Thanksgiving. A little bit early here. It feels early in the month anyway. Sometimes it's been as late as, what, the 28th or something. I still can't wrap my head around the fact that we're heading into Thanksgiving. So I just, hopefully you have a lovely, calm, relaxing time with your loved ones, however you may be spending that holiday. Our next meeting is December 18th. We will see you then. And I guess I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Humphrey makes the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Mr. Cardinal seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion passes. We are adjourning at 8:22 p.m.